Welcome to The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Our story this week is from Benton native Judy Corder, who lets us in on some interesting history of the construction of Interstate 57 and the creation of Rend Lake. Stay tuned.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Judy Corder grew up on a farm in Franklin County, where she still lives. She talked about the changes to the region she experienced during the construction of Interstate 57.
I remember when I was a youngster, my uncle and my aunt, when they graduated high school from Benton, they both moved up to Chicago. And they worked up there most of their adult life, and they came back here to retire in Benton, and they are here. And to take a trip took a long time to get there. You had to go through small towns, and there was a lot of stopping and starting, and there wasn't a direct shot. So when I was a child, and I was about the same age as Jaden, but even a little bit younger than that, Interstate 57 was being built. I think they finished the Marion to Dongola section of it about 55 years ago, and then the West Frankfort to Marion and on up, to Mount Vernon, was actually a few years later. So when I was a kid, then you could actually get on the interstate and drive right to Chicago, and it not take any time. And of course, the speed limit was a little faster, and you didn't have all that starting and stopping. And I was would go to my grandparents' house in Whittington, which is not far from here. And my grandmother worked at a restaurant called Burton's Cafe. They were known for white pie. You don't hear that too much out of this area. Yeah, and if you're ever down in Whittington, they still have white pie. It's a cornstarch. It's like a pie filling is made out of cornstarch and flour, and it kind of makes like a gel, and then of course it has like whipped topping and nuts on the top. So it is a Franklin County taste, and not many people will know about it, you know, outside of Franklin County, unless you've been to Burton's. And but anyway, my grandmother worked there, and so we went to pick her up, and she wasn't ready to go yet. So my grandpa said, well, let's just ride around. So we got out on the Interstate 57, and it wasn't completed yet. So we drove a little ways, and that was as far as it went. So then we had to turn around and come back. And I think it was right outside of Ina. That was as far as it was. I was probably 9 years old when that occurred. When we went to my aunt and uncle's up north, we would have to do it just over the weekend. Well, most of your time was driving. And so one time my mother, and we'd get up Saturday morning, go up there, and then come back Sunday evening. So most of that was drive time, not visiting. But except for one time, my mother talked my dad into leaving Friday night after work. Well, you had to go through all these little towns. We got lost. We had a flat tire. Well, they rolled up the streets at 9 o'clock, so there wasn't anywhere to, you know, get your tire fixed if as long as your spare was okay. So having the interstate really made a big difference in our traveling, and we got to, you know, have more fun.
Also, during that same time period, work began on Rend Lake, the nearly 19,000-acre man-made reservoir that covers portions of Franklin and Jefferson counties. The lake has a very personal tie for Corder.
You know, with Rend Lake, there wasn't anywhere around here. We had Benton Lake, and that was the water source for Benton. Then when Rend Lake came in, then a lot more people, especially out in the country, you know, we had a cistern. And so when our water would get low, if it hadn't been raining, we'd have to buy water. So when Rend Lake came in, then we were able to get, hook onto city water and actually get city water. And actually, whenever Rend Lake was actually put in, there was a lot of homes out there, because you went through to get to Cesar. Actually, if you went years ago, you would go right through Rend Lake to get to Cesar. And that's how I remember getting there from Whittington, you know, or from, you know, going the back way. And then when the water was there, you had to go a whole different route to get to Cesar, you know, over the interstate and then go that way. And also, there was a lot of homes out there. So they actually tore the homes down, and you could go out there and get anything out there out of the houses or the barns or anything else. My family actually have a couple of barns that they actually took from Wren Lake and actually put on our farm. And then my parents were building their home, and they built it on their own, my dad and grandpa and my great uncle. You could actually go out and take things out of there. Our bathroom, up until my parents' house burnt 2 years ago, was a bathroom from a house out there, as well as wood flooring in the bedrooms. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize that, so.
That's Benton native Judy Corder. Her story was recorded as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project chronicles the history of this region we call home by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.